Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, now tell me again, what did you do?
Well, I was on last night. I went into the Academy of Theater in West Covina.
And the movie Rush Hour 2 was playing.
And the movie Rush Hour 2 was playing. And I said to the people that this is not a fair representation of LAPD. I said that this is not a factual representation of the rank and file experience of LAPD.
And you were referring specifically to Chris Tucker in this movie?
Well, I mean, Chris Tucker, you know, he's playing out like a clown. You know, he's clowning all the time. He's got all these jokes. He's clowning, you know. And LAPD does not do that. Plus, in the movie, he's going up, jumping up onto a casino table and dancing, doing all these, like, American bandstand steps or something. He makes LAPD look stupid, you know. And so what I did was I informed people about how the movie was not factual.
All right, but you stood up in the movie and you said words like, and I think I'm quoting correctly, this piece of blank is blank and fake. Did you say that?
Well, I mean, I didn't use the word blank.
I know you didn't use the word blank. I'm saying you used some other words that I can't say on the air. Did you do that?
I did, only to tell the little kids whose parents are too stupid to do it themselves that that movie is fake.
Okay, now here's where you're getting into this whole thing about the parents are too stupid. Are you taking it upon yourself to tell parents, to tell the kids, this movie is Rush Hour 2 is not a factual depiction of an LAPD detective because the parents are too stupid to do that?
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm currently taking criminal justice at LA Mission College, and I want to go to the LA Police Academy, Elysian Park, LA. And I mean, there I will go into my training. And
you know, I'm not getting an answer to my question. Are you saying you're smarter than the parents?
You know something, Mr. Henry? Take a look around these days, man. You got a lot of parents out there that are so stupid. I mean, just stupid, man. Plus, the kids themselves are more and more stupider than they've ever been before. And so what you're left with is trying to let people know the facts, man. I think Rush Hour 2 does a great disservice to the LAPD. You know, no cop, like, dances and does all the boogaloo, you know, and that kind of thing.
Well, now, Chris Tucker plays an L.A. cop, does he?
Plays an undercover cop, yeah.
And Jackie Chan plays a Hong Kong cop, right?
Yeah, and I'll bet you anything, I have not communicated with the Hong Kong PD, but I bet you if you talk to Hong Kong PD, they tell you, ain't no cop. They got, like, you know, doing all kind of kung fu, Bruce Lee, bull crap kind of move like that, you know? Although I have not yet talked to Hong Kong PD, I'd like to be in email communication with the Hong Kong PD, and maybe find out. But I doubt very much, you know.
All right, now would it surprise you if I told you, Dave, that when I see Chris Tucker doing all those moves in Rush Hour, I know that that's not what LAPD does?
No, I know you believe that. I know you know that because you do a talk show and you're more informed. But the people out there...
The people out there don't get it. They're going to go to the movies, their kids are going to go to the movies, and they're going to think that Chris Tucker... That's what LAPD does.
That's what LAPD does, yeah. And that is going to get a lot of people killed. Chris Tucker is going to get a lot of young recruits killed because they're going to go into LAPD or any police department in America. They're going to sign up. They're going to get into patrol status. They're going to think they can do some kind of dance step one night when they're chasing some gangbangers over some fences in a backyard, or they're going down an alley chasing down some criminal, and they're going to try to do a dance step like Chris Tucker, and the next thing you know, they're going to take one. They're going to take one right in the back. I think Chris Tucker's going to get some people killed. That's not LAPD.
You think Chris Tucker is going to get people who want to be cops getting into the police force, then they're going to do a dance step and get shot?
I think you got just enough stupid people out there trying to go to the movies to say, hey, check it out, LAPD. I think that's bogus, man. I think it's very bogus.
All right, well, Dave, you got yourself thrown out of the movie theater. You're lucky that you didn't get yourself arrested. And
well, you can't get arrested for saying, hey, this is fake, man.
Well, you used some vulgarity there.
And I did apologize. I did apologize to the theater manager and also to the ticket, you know, everybody at the popcorn counter, everybody, as they were taking me out.
Okay, well, that's good. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The movie Rush Hour 2 is obviously a sequel to a highly successful Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan film, a film about two police officers, one from Hong Kong, the other from L.A., and their goofy antics. You're very offended by this, Dave, because you're a criminal justice student who you think you want to be LAPD someday, and you think this movie misrepresents the Los Angeles police.
But more than that...
Yeah, but you also think it's going to get people killed who want to be police officers.
Absolutely, because I just wanted to get on your show today and tell every kid out there, I know that your parents are stupid, okay? And I know that...
You know, that's a real broad generalization. How about my kids? Are their parents stupid?
No, I know you know because of the talk show that you do. You know, you read up.
Everybody else doesn't read up.
I don't know, but I know there's a lot of stupid people. And just I want to say, if your parents are stupid, and there's a very high chance that your parents right now are stupid, and they take you to see Rush Hour 2, you have better know something, man. Chris Tucker, that's not the way it is at LAPD. They don't do no dance step. And if you become a police officer with any police department in America, and you try to do some dance step or get up on a casino table and do some, somebody's going to put one in your back, man.
Do you think that if a guy wants to be a member of any police department in the country and he says, hey, when do I get to dance on my next casino table, and his instructor says, that's not going to happen, do you think that he's going to do that?
I don't know what kind of instruction they're getting. I do know LAPD does good instruction, but I don't know about no other PD.
So in other words, some knucklehead is going to join, let's say, the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police we've been hearing so much about, and he's going to go bitching, here's my chance to do my Chris Tucker dance step, and he's going to get himself killed.
Well, look at Metropolitan Police of the D.C. Are you kidding me? They can't even find that bitch that's missing, man.
And I'll thank you not to use the word bitch, if you don't mind.
I mean, they can't find that chick that's missing, okay? But, so I don't know what's going on, man. But I think Chris Tucker made people believe LAPD a bunch of fools, like those guys that did that bank in North Hollywood, okay? That's another thing, man. If they think LAPD's a bunch of dumbasses, man, they're going to try to take down a bank. They'll try to take down, like, a bank, a liquor store, anything like that, okay?
Well, the guys that did the bank in North Hollywood, what are you saying? They saw Rush Hour?
They might have. They might have.
Well, Rush Hour hadn't come out yet.
Well, what about that other movie? It's hot.
You mean Heat?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's hot.
Well, what about that?
Yeah, a lot of people thought that maybe they saw Heat, and so they thought they'd copy the guys in Heat. They went to take down a bank in North Hollywood, and guess what happened?
What?
They weren't successful, were they? They went in, they got shot, they got killed, and nobody was hurt. The money was recovered.
Okay, but I mean, lucky break, man.
Come on, Dave.
Lucky break, okay?
Look, kids are going to come with their parents to the movies.
You know, that's why I called your show. I think that there not be no kids allowed in the movie theater under the age of 21, because Rush Hour 2...
You really think there's a danger of these kids thinking Rush Hour 2 is the way it is for L.A. cops? They're going to try to get into LAPD, they're going to do a dance step, and they're going to get shot.
Yes. Yes, I do. Guy like Chris Tucker.
How long do you think a cop who acted like Chris Tucker would last?
He'd be shot dead the first day, man. First day, he'd be shot dead.
You're not a cop yet, are you?
No, I'm studying up right now, but I do one day hope to be LAPD. I'm like, doing, what do you call it? I'm in school taking criminal justice and stuff.
You know, all the parents have to say to their kids is the movie is fake.
No, the kids are not going to understand what they mean by that. Parents today grew up on Lethal Weapon, One Adam 12, all of that is fake. How are they going to be able to say Rush Hour 2 movie is fake if they don't even know Adam 12 is fake and Dragnet is fake? So the only way to protect how dumb the kids are is for me, who wants to be LAPD, to tell them it's fake. That's what I was trying to do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dave thinks Rush Hour 2 and Rush Hour is dangerous because most kids are going to think that's how the LAPD actually act, or all police officers, dancing and cracking jokes, and that somebody is going to get killed as the result. They're going to go in, join the police force, wherever, Chicago, Miami, and they're going to do a dance step on their first, domestic violence call and get blown away. And the reason why, and, you know, I would dismiss what he's saying, but he says kids think this way because the parents are too stupid to tell them any better. 1-800, I can tell my kids to till I'm blue in the face. What they're seeing is fake. They don't care. They like it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
All you have to do, man, is look at the TV show Jackass, you know?
Yeah, but Jackass, I mean, they disclaim it. They say this stuff isn't real. And yet kids go out, you're right, and try to blow themselves up or set fire to themselves or defenestrate themselves or whatever, you know, or eviscerate themselves like sheep. But, you know, they
Well, Mr. Henry, look at that. They put a disclaimer on that show, and the stupid asses still do what they do, man. What do you think they're going to do when they go see Rush Hour 2? Hey, man, I think I'll be a cop, and then I'll do a dance step, and then some bad guy's going to put one in my face. And the parents of America, of the United States of America today, are too stupid to tell a kid don't do it, man.
That's why you got up in a movie theater.
That's why I got up and I said, this is bullcrap, man. If you're a little kid, you better know, man, this is bullcrap.
And you got yourself thrown out of there, Dave, so keep that in mind.
Hey, well, you know, you do what you got to do.
Yeah, do what you got to do. 1-800-449-8686. Sue, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Where did you guys find this guy? I mean, he is one of the most ignorant persons I have ever heard in my life.
Excuse me. I'm studying criminal justice.
Excuse me. It's not that hard to be a criminal justice department, you're talking about.
Are you in college? Are you in college? No.
I am in college. This is my second year in college, okay? And yeah. I've never, ever heard someone so stupid be on the radio show.
Hey, you're too stupid to know that Rush Hour 2 is not real.
Am I too stupid?
That's not my fault.
Oh, what am I going to do now? Fault. Become a cop? I mean, ignorant can you be? I'm speaking for all teenagers here, okay?
Well, you're speaking for all teenagers?
I'm speaking for all kids right here. They know it's fake. It's called entertainment.
No, you don't, because kids go out in Jackass and try stunts.
You know what? What about that, man? To express themselves.
What about Jackass, man? See, you don't have no answer for that.
It's entertainment. They claim not to do it at home.
Okay, look, hold on.
It's their own thing.
What do you do for... Hey, Sue, hold on. Sue, what do you take in school?
I'm taking psychology.
She's taking psychology.
Oh, great, okay. So I bet you think, like, Hannibal Lecter, man, is real, right? Because he was a psychiatrist.
It's entertainment.
He was a psychiatrist.
Like, I mean, do you not know what entertainment is?
What?
Do you not know what entertainment is?
I do. I'm trying to say to you that most kids today are
so stupid, man.
They're going to go out and dance.
That just goes to show how much you know about people.
Wait a minute. If this lady's taking psychology, what's that got to do with Hannibal Lecter? What, she's going to turn into a cannibal?
No, but what I'm saying is, maybe not her, but there's a lot of people out there that are taking psychology classes right now. They get influenced by Hannibal Lecter, like they want to eat some guy. I don't know, you know?
Oh, my God.
But check it out.
And you're talking about kids trying to imitate gear people movies, and you're talking about movies and people becoming movies? Where are you from?
Hey, man, let me ask something, man. Where have you been? Jackass has got kids, like, blowing themselves up. Where you been?
Kids see stuff on TV, man. Do not try this at home.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, and they still do it, man.
That's how stupid they are.
Yeah, because they're stupid, man.
No, they're not stupid.
Oh, so they go and blow themselves up because they're smart?
They can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, as long
as they...
It doesn't matter. A parent can tell their child not to watch the movie, and the kid's going to go watch that movie. Yeah, but it don't make them stupid if they blow themselves up, right, Sue? God, what a stupid bitch.
Okay,
whoa. You are so ignorant.
Hey, listen, LAPD officers don't hang out with funny-ass Japanese dudes karate chopping guns.
Are you going to be LAPD?
What?
That just goes to show how beautiful LAPD is.
Hey, check it out, man. LA,
like
hey,
you.
Hey, don't you never disrespect LAPD.
You know what? I live in LA. Okay?
Don't you tell me about LAPD.
Don't you never
disrespect LAPD.
All right, just because you're studying it does not mean you're part of LAPD.
You weren't even talking.
I mean, are all the officers going to be as ignorant as you? This is the reason why we have problems in the United States with law enforcement. Hey. They're all ignorant.
Now, hold on. I want to ask a question, because you weren't just talking about LAPD, Dave. You were saying that any kid that wants to be in law enforcement is going to join up, like this lady is calling from Utah. So, like, say they join the Utah State Patrol.
Yeah, exactly, man. They go and see Rush Hour 2. Some kid goes into the Utah Highway Patrol and does a dance step, man, like, and he's doing jokes. And he's going to get shot by, like, an Indian on an Indian reservation.
You are so ignorant. What do you got in Utah?
Well, what do you got there, man?
I think that before you criticize other people and what other people are doing, I think maybe you should research it.
What? Research what?
You're ignorant. You're so ignorant. You're oblivious of what's going on around in the world.
This kid was watching Jackass. He set fire to himself. Did I make that up? No. Is he stupid? Yeah.
I mean, just think about it. Who the hell are you to say the kids are stupid because they want to go watch a movie? I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do what they see.
Look, man, if they go see Chris Tucker in Rush Hour 2, they're going to want to, like, do jokes, like they bust some guy from the mafia. Hey, yeah, man, I'm going to do a joke. Excuse me.
Oh, that was really nice.
Okay,
I mean, you know, that was really great.
You're such a perfect example of what the LAPD is. Anyways.
I want the most important thing in my life is to be LAPD. And if I bust you, you can guarantee one thing. I'm not going to be doing the boogaloo while I'm writing you a ticket.
Okay.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Dave, the idea that kids are too stupid to know that Rush Hour 2...
They don't disclaim it, Mr. Henry. They don't come on and say Rush Hour 2 is phony baloney. They just put it out there for some dumb kid to someday come along and get his ass shot off because he's acting like a dumb, like he's acting like some dumb fool like Chris Tucker do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Angela on the Phil Henry Show. Angela, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think that these movies are making kids quote.
Okay, Angela, say that again, will you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, your cell phone is beginning to peter out.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, say it again.
Is that better?
That's better, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make the comment that I don't think that the movies or the parents taking the kids to the movies is what's making kids more stupider. And that's a quote from our movie man there.
No, I did not say that. I said it is making them stupider. You said
No, it's not. You know,
no.
I think that you're so...
What did you say? I said it's making them more stupider. You said I didn't say that.
No, you said it is making them more stupider.
Yes, it is. It is making them more stupider by taking them to see Rush Hour 2.
Can I ask you something real quick?
What are you talking about?
Is more stupider, is stupider a word? Is more stupider, is that right?
Okay, technically now you want to get me about what?
Oh, yeah. More stupider now,
hey,
huh?
Angela.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, let me just tell you this. If you go see Rush Hour 2, that's not the way LAPD acts.
I understand that.
How
and
do you
so
know?
Does every other kid that
know?
Goes to a movie with their family. They're not going to say, oh, wow, that's so cool. I want to be a cop. And the parents are going to look at the kid like, no, bud, that's not how real life is.
Angela, I want to tell you something. I got involved in a campaign for our citywide schools in Los Angeles when the movie Flintstones came out because I did feel it was important to let kids know that Flintstones was not a historically accurate movie.
Okay.
And come on, man. Flintstones, of course it's not historically accurate.
You know, I understand that.
There's so many dumbass kids that don't know that.
Well, what kid believes that cavemen were driving around in cars using their feet?
Of course. Okay, now listen to me. Okay. Now I'm listening.
What?
Oh yeah, you're so defensive about the LAPD.
LAPD,
you know, really,
best
honestly,
department.
The only reason I think that you're thinking about going into the LAPD is to protect your buddies because you're quote more stupider than
protect
all these kids.
Protect my buddies? What's that mean? Protect my buddies?
That means that you know you're not
Mexicans,
police material.
That Mexicans are gangsters? Is that it?
That's right, yeah.
Well, maybe you're some white trash bitch that takes it up the...
Okay, that's it. That's... No. You know, you got to get on the line and calm him down, or... This is a rough day today, man. That's all I can tell you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dave about how... And he wanted me to read this, and I'll read this. To all the young people listening to the Phil Henry Show today, Rush Hour 2 starring Chris Tucker is not an accurate depiction of the LAPD. They don't dance or joke. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
And now, Phil Hendry.
And this is the Phil Hendry Show. With us is Dave Oliva. He's an aspiring police officer, takes law enforcement at L.A. Mission College. He believes that the film Rush Hour 2 with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker is irresponsible and leads people into thinking that that's exactly the way police officers behave, which, of course, we know they don't, intelligent people. Now, you wanted to make a comment here, Dave.
First of all, Mr. Hendry, you may not know, you may know LAPD don't act like Chris Tucker do, but most of these kids out here don't know.
Okay, you wanted to make a comment. What is your statement?
Yes, sir. I would like to say at this time that I am prepared to file a class action lawsuit on behalf of the Hong Kong PD and the LAPD on account of they make Chris and I'm gonna file it against Jackie Chan on account of he makes LAPD look like a bunch of clowns, which is not what they are.
You're not suing Chris Tucker?
No, I'm suing Jackie Chan because he's the big name. You know, that movie would not have been made was it not for Jackie Chan. Chris Tucker, don't make no never mind, you know. But Jackie Chan, he's good, too. I mean, I like his...
I just want to ask, do you like these two performers?
I like both of them, yeah. They're great, man. And the movie's really good, too. But I'm not so stupid that I don't know what's going on. I look up there, I go, yeah, right, LAPD would act like that. Yeah, right, Hong Kong PD. I got two friends of mine who will be applying for Hong Kong PD status. And
where are they from? Are they from California?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they want to get on Hong Kong PD. They think it's the greatest PD that probably there ever has been.
They're from here?
They're from L.A., yeah.
Why don't they join the LAPD?
Because they want to do Hong Kong PD. If you've seen a lot of the Jackie Chan movies, you can see the Hong Kong PD, man, they don't take no names. I mean, they kick ass. A lot of Hong Kong PD, they do a karate move.
Wait a minute. Just a minute ago, you said that they at Rush Hour 2 sucks because that ain't the way it is. Now you're telling me that Hong Kong PD is bitching because, hey, did you see Rush Hour 2?
No, man, that's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you just said. And not only that, you got two friends that are such knuckleheads. They don't want to join the LAPD. They want to apply to the Hong Kong PD, even though they come from L.A. Is that right?
Mr. Henry, I believe I've treated you with respect, and I don't...
I'm sorry to raise my voice, but isn't that what you just said?
Look, if you don't know, if you're not a...
Isn't that what you said, yes or no?
I'm not on trial here, sir.
Okay, I don't mean to treat you with disrespect, but I believe that's what I heard you say. Bonnie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. I just wanted to say that, you know, I don't remember your name, guy, but
My name's Dave.
Dave, you have a serious problem here. They need to take this program and send it to the L.A. Police Department so that you would never become a policeman.
What? Are you talking
you
about,
You have
man?
A serious problem.
I'm sitting
problem.
Here defending LAPD. I'm not talking about down.
No, except I'm not talking about defending
the only
them
thing better than LAPD
either.
Would
hey,
be,
hey,
Hong,
hey, listen, it's my
would
turn
be Hong
talk.
Kong PD.
It's
let,
my turn
let,
to talk.
Let this woman talk, okay?
All right, but then I want to say why Hong Kong PD
you're not putting down the LA Police Department. What you're doing is putting out everybody else in the world.
Because
you
they're
have a
stupid,
serious
man.
Problem.
Because they're stupid. They're going there going,
nobody's
yeah,
stupid
LAPD.
Here, mister.
I get
everybody in the world is not stupid.
Okay, number one, LAPD does not use throwing stars, and they don't use nunchucks. Hong Kong PD does, and that's baloney because they said in Rush Hour 2, Chris Tucker used a throwing star.
Sir,
what?
It's a movie.
Did you know that, though?
It's a movie.
Yeah, but did you know LAPD doesn't use no nunchucks?
Doesn't matter what they use.
Okay.
What you're doing
that proves
is
you
trying,
didn't know. That proves you
actually
didn't know.
Actually, what you're trying to do is just make a name for yourself.
I'm trying to be a person who supports the Los Angeles Police Department as the best police department. Yes, Hong Kong PD is good.
You're missing the whole beat here, son.
Hey.
You need a reality check.
What am I trying? What are you trying to say? You ain't said nothing, man. I've been talking to you for 5 minutes.
Don't tell me I haven't said anything.
You ain't said jack. You ain't said squat.
You're saying is BS, buddy. And don't tell me. And don't be talking to me rude.
Oh, I check it out, okay? Rush Hour 2, that's not how LAPD acts. And you think that's BS.
It's a movie.
So you think the LAPD does act that way then? Because you said I was saying BS.
No, I don't think LA.
Yeah, you do. That's what you just said.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Well, then how come you said what I said was BS when what I said was not BS? And how come PD, they get poison dipped up? Yeah, you think it's funny. Okay, that's great.
No, you're funny. Hey, you really need a reality check, dude. You have a serious problem.
What's my problem?
Rush Hour is a movie.
I know that, man, but most people don't, like you and your kids.
I don't have kids.
You don't have kids?
Hey, you don't know what I know, dude.
You don't know kids? You don't have no kids? Hey,
could you use proper English?
Well, let me ask you something. Maybe you and your wife can adopt some, man. You know?
Okay, now you're getting...
Now, what if I am and what if I'm not? That's none of your damn business,
You
sir.
Is, though, isn't you? You is, isn't you? You know
Excuse
how I
me?
Knew? You is, like, lesbian, ain't you?
No, I'm not, and it's none of your... And
well,
if
then
I
how
was,
come you talk like
none
a guy?
Of your damn business.
How come you talk like a guy?
Well, what is this got?
Hold on, Mr. Henry.
How come you talk like an idiot?
No, hold on, Mr. Henry, because I am studying investigative techniques. I just want to
I have a degree in criminal justice, and I'm a certified paralegal, and I grew up in law enforcement.
But that still
what is your point?
That still don't answer the question. How come you talk like a dude?
Oh, so
how
this
come
is
you
your...
talk like an idiot?
I don't talk like... I'm an idiot because I say Chris Tucker is not LAPD. I'm an idiot. Oh, okay. Hey, Bonnie.
Yes, he's not LAPD. It's a movie.
How many times are you going to say that, bitch?
If you use that word one more time, man, and you're off the show. Do you understand that? I do not want to hear that B word again.
I'm not even going to say what you are.
All right, Bonnie, look, you made some very good points, Bonnie, and it is just a movie. And it,
yeah, go ahead and suck up because she's a lesbian and you want to get, like, the gay rights vote, man.
What? I'm talking to the lady with respect.
You know what, Dave?
No, man.
I'd be glad to tell my husband what you just said and see what he's got to say about it when I get home.
Well, just because a lot of lesbians call their husbands he, even though it's a chick, so that don't prove nothing either.
I don't get how you think you know.
Okay,
what I am,
Bonnie, it's obvious that he's got some prejudice that's really...
I am studying investigative
techniques. Absolutely, and this is why he should not be a policeman anywhere.
Did you know that... do you think Hong Kong PD gets to fly around like a crouching tiger, hidden dragon or something? No, they don't.
I don't know anything about the Hong Kong PD and don't really care.
Hey, dude. Hong Kong PD do not fly around like crouching dragon, hidden tiger, man, so forget it. I don't appreciate being laughed at.
Look at man, you gotta understand what you're doing here. I'm on your side. I'm trying to protect you. You're coming across sounding like the world's biggest moron.
Mr. Turner, I don't have to take that.
You're gonna listen to what I got to say. First of all, I'm older than you by about 30 freaking years. Secondly, shut up. Secondly, you're coming on here talking about LAPD. They don't joke. They don't dance on casino blackjack tabletops. Got it. Got it. I understand. And my kids get that, too. And I knew that the LAPD does not issue flying stars and nunchucks.
But do your kids know that?
My kids know that.
When's the last time you talked to your kids? See, most parents today don't talk to their kids.
I talked to them last night. We go over to Sasha. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Sasha.
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I would like to address... the guy that's in the LAPD.
What is your name, Dave?
My name's Dave, yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
First of all, I wanted to say that more stupider is not a word.
The LAPD doesn't issue poison tip blow darts neither, okay?
Well, right, but you have education. You have education. You have to have education to get to the LAPD.
I'm studying criminal justice right now.
And before you get there, there is kind of grammar lessons in grammar school to learn that.
Hey, if I go down the hood, I'm going to be talking to a lot of the homies there, man. They don't care how I talk as long as I get the job done.
Okay, move on.
Great, next Wyatt Earp. Good for you, Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp, who's he?
Yeah, that's what I figured you'd say.
Okay, anyways, next thing. People go to movies to enjoy themselves and see what's on the screen. Nobody thinks that everything that you see on the movies is what really happens in life. So well, I don't understand where you're coming from, talking about that Chris Tucker is, like, making fun of the LAPD. It's just a movie. And a lot of people that, or at least the parents that teach their kids right, all the kids know that movies are not for real.
Did you, did you see Rush Hour 2 or Rush Hour 1, or did you see both of them?
I saw both of them.
Okay, okay. Hong Kong PD don't fly around like Hidden Dragon. Do it. Do it.
What's your point?
Well, you know that, right?
Okay.
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying about movies not being real, Sasha, so Saving Ryan Private was not real, right? Bullcrap.
Okay, I understand
that,
there's certain truth to movies, but of course they're not going to take everything.
Saving Ryan Private.
What did I say?
You said Saving Ryan Private.
Isn't that his name?
His name was Private Ryan.
See,
and
you
know what?
You need a lot more education before you get on the radio and start talking about things that you don't know.
Let me
about.
Ask you a question. Did you know that Waterworld was not true?
Who cares? It's a movie.
Okay, but see, if you thought Waterworld was true, you might be like, I don't know what, man. You could go out, like, get a boat, spend a lot of money on a boat that you don't need.
Why? For what
because
reason? Anybody in their right mind wouldn't do that. What, because they see it on a movie and they're just going to go out ahead and do it?
That's why I asked
you. You're not making any sense.
Wait. Why would she think...
Movies are for entertainment.
No, Mr. Henry.
It's entertainment. That's what it's called.
I just want to say...
Entertainment.
That's why I asked
you. They didn't say it's facts and everything that happened.
But what about Saving General Ryan, man? You said that was true, so it isn't all fake, okay? That's never...
Saving General Ryan now, so he got a promotion?
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
And what in movies, they show a lot of Mexicans being crackheads. Are you a crackhead?
I'm a crackhead. Man, I'm studying to be a police officer. I'm not no crackhead.
That's exactly right. That's my point. In movies, they show Mexicans as doing certain things. Are you like that? We can't judge everything by what they show in movies.
Well, they showed that dude Jesse Owens, man, like running fast. Is that the way it is?
Yes. Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals.
Okay,
see, that's facts behind it.
I didn't know that. But all
well,
I asked
exactly
you was...
Well, that's exactly where education comes in.
All I asked you was, did you think Waterworld was real or not? Yes or no? Do you think Waterworld's real? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, good. See, because...
Well, let me ask something, Dave.
What?
How could I think Waterworld is real when I drive my car on dry land to work
exactly.
every day?
Thank you.
Well, okay, technically, yeah.
Technically what? Is Waterworld real? Let me look out the window. Nope, it ain't real, man. The water ain't... there ain't no water on the world.
Yes, there is, man. Obviously, there's an ocean, okay?
Well, what's that got to do with Waterworld?
With Waterworld.
That dude had gills and he was swimming... Are you freaking goofy?
Okay, did you see Annie?
Yeah.
Was that true?
All right, look at Sasha.
Was it true, Mr. Henry? I wanted to...
Get out of here, you freak. Sasha, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Waterworld. Let me see. Is it true or not? No, there's some mountains over there. What was it in Waterworld? Wasn't it like the dirt was precious? Didn't somebody have like a handful of dirt and they found an island or some crap? Because you could grow plants. And paper was precious and stuff. You know how much money they put into that movie? It was a $200 million movie. Don't you really? You could have filmed that movie on a lake. Oh, no, you couldn't because you'd see the background. Oh, okay. You know why that movie cost so much money? Because they had to film it out on an ocean. That's why it cost that they had to film the whole thing out on the ocean, and to set up the shots and to have enough, you know, equipment to do that was expensive. So it wasn't like they were wasting it on limousines and cocaine or anything. And then the set freaking sank, so they had to rebuild the set. So in many ways, it was a film that,
So in other words, you thought Waterworld is real?
No, I don't think it's real. I'm talking about the movie that they made. All right, this is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And coming up next hour, you may now talk to Phil. Your comments, your questions, your opinions, your sharing at 1-800-449-8686. Our weekly check-in. You may now talk to Phil, 1-800-449-8686. Your comments about the show, your opinions, you know, any crap you got. 1-800-449-8686. And now, regular feature on the Phil Hendry Show, uplifting email of the week. You know, there's so much negativity in the world. There's so much just nasty stuff, nasty people, nasty emails, nasty letters, nasty phone calls. We wanted to get an uplifting email, and with our uplifting email of the week is Bud Dickman. Bud, you have one there?
I do, Phil, and this is an email from Maine.
From the state of Maine?
From the state of Maine. I enjoy Bud Dickman. Thank you for your time, Kenzie M.
That's it, huh?
That's essentially it, yeah.
I enjoy Bud Dickman. This was like last week with the "Hi, I love Bud Dickman."
Yeah, it's just, it's wild, Phil. Right now, I can't seem to find anything that mentions you, but...
Read that again.
I enjoy Bud Dickman. Thank you for your time, Kenzie M.
Kenzie is...
Yeah, it's her name.
And that's all she wrote?
Yeah, it's a... There's a few other things, but...
What do you mean there's a few other things?
Well, essentially, that's all she said. I mean, it's...
Was there anything nice about me?
No, well, I mean...
Give me that. Let me see this. It's a whole two paragraphs here. What do you mean that's essentially it?
Wait a minute, Phil.
Give me that thing. Letter from a 13-year-old gal in Maine. Hey, I just want to tell you that I think the Phil Hendry Show is funny and great and great to listen to. Why didn't you read that part?
You know, it's funny, Phil. When you see an email, your eye goes immediately to your name.
Oh, well, yeah, I can understand.
Well, I'm not trying to make you look bad or nothing.
No, you're not trying to make me look bad. I enjoy Bud Dickman. Thank you for your time. There's two paragraphs here. Listen to this. I like Phil Hendry. He's funny. He's great to listen to. I'm a 13-year-old female. I live in Maine. I was not sure who to write to, only to say how much I enjoy the program. My whole family listens to it. My mother, my father, my two brothers, and me.
Well, I think I got the gist of it with I enjoy Bud Dickman.
Yeah, you did. The whole gist of it, I enjoy Bud Dickman. There's a whole thing here about her family. Why would you do that, man?
I thought it was uplifting email of the week that mentions Bud Dickman.
No, that's not what it is. It's uplifting email of the week, not uplifting email of the week that mentions Bud Dickman.
Jesus. Kind of tender ass, aren't you?
Look at, man, I got 3 weeks run of you bringing emails in here saying that, hey, dear Mr. Hendry, we got your potency cure. Hey, Mr. Hendry, you blow. Hey, Bud Dickman's great. I finally got one here from somebody that likes me, and your eyes naturally go to your name.
Well, you know, it's
just the way it is, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's a natural thing for a person to say, oh, look at that, I enjoy Bud Dickman. Okay, I'll take this in.
Says here, my friend and I both listen to it every night. We talk about it the next day. It comes on at 10 p.m. here, so it's hard to listen to it. But I will tell you my favorite characters. I enjoy Bud Dickman and R.C. Collins. There you go. You don't even mention R.C. I know. Your eyes naturally went...
Just to my name.
Yeah. My friend liked Bobby. I guess that's just what I guess that's it. I just want to say thank you for putting on a great show every weekday. Thank you for your time, Kenzie M. So the only part of that that you read was, I enjoy Bud Dickman. Thank you for your time.
Right, like I said, that's essentially what it was.
No, it wasn't. There was a whole lot more there. Now I'm going to keep an eye on you, man. I'm going to keep an eye on you, and I want to see every single email that comes in, because you're trying to make me look stupid.
I'm not making you look stupid. There's a lot of people who hate you.
That may be true, but at least I got one person in Maine who likes me.
I went fishing in Maine one time, but I don't like you.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't count then, would it? Phil Hendry Show. You may now talk to Phil coming up next hour.